Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April the 2nd. The grains closed mixed with May corn down a quarter cent, closing at 361.5. May beans up 4.5 cents, closing at $9 even money. And May wheat up a penny and a quarter at 464. But we saw a nice rally, 8-9 cents in the beans, 9.5 cents in the wheat. Corn was the little bit of a laggard out here, but obviously people are starting to take notice and perhaps believe that we are going to lose 4 to 4.5 million acres of beans out there, and that things might not be quite as bad for the bean market. We've also seen some good sales to China, 2 out of the last 3 days. Hopefully that will continue here. There's talk that the trade deal with China looks more positive. Every day we keep hearing this talk, but we don't see any action. So hopefully if we can get a deal done, that would certainly be beneficial to all the grains. Wheat managed to rally. I don't know if we saw some Egyptian buying in this market today or Iranian buying, but Iraqi buying. But hopefully we'll see more buying out here. Something rallied the market. Even though Minneapolis closed 10, 11 lower, Chicago was up. Kansas City was only down a penny and a quarter. But again, we were all about 10 cents off the lows in Chicago and Kansas City, so that's a little bit positive out here. Also positive is that if you look at July 20 corn out here, it closed exactly where we closed last Thursday night. So the corn report has had virtually no impact on July 20 corn. Now, granted, that's more than a year away, but I think it's interesting that somebody's buying the back months of these corn contracts out here and selling the nearbys. The beans, again, continue to look positive. I'm surprised that, you know, the trade believes the corn number. I think it's going to shrink over time, maybe a million and a half acres. Is that enough to change the supply and demand out here? Probably not. We're still looking at huge carryouts. But, you know, potentially if we can get some Chinese business, that would certainly be helpful to this corn market. So basically, you know, the beans don't act half bad. We're certainly above where we were when the report came out. So that's a little bit on the friendly side. Hopefully we can see this thing continue to rally. But again, we do need to see a China deal. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.